Under the UN security resolution, as many as 15,000 troops will be deployed to South Lebanon. But skeptics note that a UN peacekeeping force, already been present in the region since the late 1970s, has been unable to maintain peace in the area. Professor Donald Rothwell from the ANU College of War in Canberra talks about the rules of engagement.
Its principal mandate is to support the Lebanese military in bringing about a separation of Israeli and Hezbollah forces, and to that end to try to ensure that the ceasefire that is brokered as part of this resolution is maintained. But a second important element is that the UNIFIL force has the capacity to assist the government of Lebanon and the Lebanese military in securing the Lebanese border so as to prevent the entry into Lebanon of arms and related material.
The future peacekeeping force is destined to have the capacity to engage in peace monitoring activities that, according to Professor Rothwell, may be proved successful.
The new Security Council resolution envisages a force of up to 15,000 troops with much greater capacity to engage in these actions and also to more actively collaborate and assist with the Lebanese military. So I think we can assume that providing the UN is successful in getting the requisite number of armed forces together to contribute to this force, that the new 2006 version of UNIFIL will potentially be much more effective.
However, how this force will be assembled remains a mystery, with some countries reluctant to get involved in an ongoing conflict. While France has put its hand up for leading the force initially, President Chirac recently said that he was prepared to deploy as little as 200 French troops to the region. Italy, on the other hand, confirmed that it is willing to send around 2,000 troops of its own. Because of this, it is now assumed that Italy will take the lead.
I haven't heard that they said that they were willing to do it. They're willing to put the troops in. I don't think they put their hand up yet for the leading role. And I think the French put their hand up for the leading role and probably have a more intimate link with Lebanon than do the Italians.
That was Dr. Richard De Angelis from Flinders University. He says that France and Italy are playing a political game.
I don't think they would want to push their way in against the wishes of the French. I think if the French say, go ahead, you know, take it up, we're not putting enough troops in to make it worthwhile or we don't really care, then I think they do it willingly. But I don't think they'll put themselves forward if it's going to cause a ruckus. And I think they would like to have... Italy generally has good relations with France, and it would be buying into a fight they don't need.
The peacekeeping force is supposed to maintain its neutrality to be perceived as credible by all sides of the conflict. Professor Rothwell says that Italy's perceived impartiality may help to determine its principal role in the force.
Certainly, it perhaps is more independently placed than some other European states in terms of taking a leading role. And perhaps most importantly, given the number of military commitments that a number of countries have in far-flung places around the world, Italy has capacity at the moment to make this sort of commitment, something, for example, which Australia doesn't because of its commitments in Afghanistan, Iraq, and in various other places. So to a certain extent, finding a major power which actually has a capacity to make a commitment has been a difficulty here, and clearly Italy does fit that bill.
But Dr. De Angelis says that the Israeli Prime Minister's favourable stance towards Italy as the leader of the UN force may harm the Italian position as an independent peacekeeping force.
Well, I'm afraid that Mr. Olmert, as much as I was initially quite sympathetic to him, seems to be sticking his foot in it most of the time. And if he really wanted to make it hard for the Italians to take the position, then inviting them to do so is probably the best way to make it impossible for them to do so. If the UN forces are going to have any chance of success, they're going to have to be acceptable to all parties. And that means acceptable to the Israelis, and the Israelis are putting vetoes on countries which don't recognize them. I can understand that. But they can't then ask for the neutral observer, the neutral enforcer, and it's supposed to be neutral, to be on their side.
Professor Rothwell estimates that the troops will arrive in the region in 4 to 6 weeks, by which time Israel is expected to pull out of Lebanon and give the UN a chance to secure the northern border with Lebanon.